Hi, everybody. Thanks for joining us for the first ever EM&C Digital Marketing Rockstar webinar titled The Top 4 Digital Marketing Trends for 2012. My name is Melissa Campanelli, and I'm the editor-in-chief of EM&C, and I'm the host of today's event. In today's cross-channel and cross-platform marketing world, having a continuous conversation with your customers is critical. In this session, our esteemed speaker, Luis Hernandez, formerly the Senior Vice President of Marketing Technology at Wunderman and now the Managing Director and Chief Technology Officer at Proof Integrated Communications, which is a WPP company, looks at how four digital marketing channels, email and the intersection of social marketing, digital marketing, attribution, SEO, and mobile, have evolved and how and when used correctly can be tied together to create continuous experiences. Before we get started with the content, there are a few pointers I'd like to point out. First, if you have any technical difficulties, please troubleshoot by clicking on the help widget at the bottom of the console marked with a question mark or email our learning team at cswebinars@napco.com. Please make sure you turn off any pop-up blockers on your computer so that you can use all of the widgets and bells and whistles on this console. As noted on the console, you can click on the widget below that's marked with the star at any time to access the breakout sessions available via this webinar. We encourage you to view all four. When you're done with one, simply click on the breakout widget again to pick and launch another. On to the main event. Take it away, Luis.
Thanks, Melissa. Today we're going to discuss, in the context of four top marketing trends for 2012, the concept of managing the customer experience, which looks at tying together these and other channels into creating a continuous and contiguous customer experience. And we'll explain that a bit more as we proceed through our presentation. So in 2012, it really is no longer possible to look at integrated marketing efforts as simple reactive learning experiences. One thing we're seeing is, in this cross-channel, cross-platform world, customer engagements really, start and pick up and continue across a variety of different platforms, different applications and channels within those platforms, and different vehicles within those platforms, and, are beginning to fall victim to some of the changing behaviors that we see from users, things that we typically took for granted as far as user expectations and how they interacted with certain channels, even established channels like email, have been changing and evolving as the devices and the context in which they're using these devices have changed and evolved. So to discuss those changes in behavior, the key is the additional time that users are spending during the consideration cycle. More and more time is being spent in consideration and evaluation thanks to a host of a third-party information sources. So rather than your own brand or owned property content, third-party information sources, social networks in which you and your customers actually participate, all serve to provide alternative sources of information that in fact consumers can sometimes perceive as independent, which is more important than what has traditionally been seen as the authoritative or the official brand view on products, and other elements for consideration. And you can see that illustrated sort of really well in the next slide, where we show this sense of the spiraling, consideration cycles, where literally consumers can pick up and learn and research across many different channels at many different points, from traditional offline channels like call centers, through social, through in-store, and through the website, all at different points. And this idea of providing some continuity and some continuity between these experiences, which we'll talk about, is critical to ensure that you don't have users feel like they're moving backwards, in the path. As you can see, in these concentric circles, the sense of moving people forward through consideration and to actually get them to be able to trust and actually purchase and then ideally, hopefully, evangelize your product or service is key. And part of establishing that trust is really having them feel like you know them, you begin to learn about them, and you understand what it is that they'll need next to consider to drive consideration. And to do that, you really need to effectively manage the customer experience. And again, this convergence of multiple platforms and providers allows us now to create something that's actually dynamic and can evolve based on a series of rules and behavioral analysis to begin to improve response, conversion, ideally, retention, by being able to dynamically adapt and react to customer behavior online. which leads us to, you know, some of the key steps and points that we need to actually, you know, be able to effectively do this. And the key first element is the need to adapt. Need to look at, you know, the entire ecosystem, you know, that consumers are interacting with, and these channels, and how they actually help and support and drive these end goals individually, you know, is important. But it also requires you to look at how you can actually build and tie these together. And, you know, more and more platforms and technologies are evolving today to allow you to essentially do that, to be able to tie together these disparate data sources and these distinct, you know, elements, and to begin to try to actually form these very rich or more detailed models of you know, people's, you know, behavior, their preferences and disposition, not just, you know, pre or post conversion, but sort of throughout, you know, the entire customer life cycle. You know, as the customer experience extends on channels like social, you can see that tools for advocacy and activation mean that, you know, the customer relationship post conversion becomes even more critical. And this, you know, evolution is, I think, key in terms of understanding that, you know, the relationship has become not just about the transaction, but really it's understanding this entire pathway that people are taking, you know, to purchase, you know, whether it's, you know, starting an interaction, you know, as we showed previously, on one channel and then continuing on another. This understanding of this pathway and this pathway optimization, you know, is kind of the key step to be able to begin to adapt to this change in behavior. And learning, again, the spiraling consideration cycles that we're seeing, you know, and the ability to have platforms begin to capture that information and show us that behavior, you know, allow us to really spend time, or allow us to actually look at how people are spending time, to be able to begin to take some of those learnings and translate those into, you know, new models and how we look at customers or consumers, you know, new targets, new platforms, new vehicles, or optimizing existing platforms and vehicles to be able to effectively engage with them. Mm-hmm. You know, and key to this is, you know, what we're seeing today is, you know, a wide range of providers are providing, you know, solutions that begin to provide this ability to manage the customer experience. And we'll talk about some of the subtle differences in how these tools work from a service as well as from a transactional perspective. But e-commerce providers, email service providers, content management systems, CRM platforms, and even analytics vendors are all promising to be able to tie this together. But, you know, the key is there isn't going to be a one single platform that's going to be able to provide you with this full holistic view, you know, with any one of these individual components. It's finding a way to be able to effectively tie these together and provide this sort of this centralized viewpoint, this centralized model that's going to be key. Of course, you know, the individual tools aren't there today. What we are seeing now is, you know, the ability to have, you know, one or more of these tools provide sort of a key hub or key method to be able to tie these other elements together. You know, and one thing that's key in our spiraling consideration cycles is the importance of customer advocacy and influence to be able to help support and drive consideration, with the importance of channels that aren't owned but are earned, you know, like social media channels, in the decision and consideration process, you know, being able to provide those tools for advocacy, being able to measure their effectiveness, and being able to see how those tools actually influence and address behavior, you know, across the channels they may drive users to, is another sort of critical element to really understanding how, you know, the behavior is evolving and how that's actually impacting, you know, the ability to convert and retain people within you know, within your sort of entire ecosystem. Context is an important element to this idea of providing a continuous experience. Is this idea of understanding context? It's not a question of just a platform or even the device, but the particular way in which device is being used to ensure that, you know, we're taking into account where someone is, what they're doing, and really, you know, everything that we know about who they are, you know, at that particular point in time, to really be able to tailor what we're presenting and help, you know, further either support or enforce or drive, you know, that consideration or ultimately that purchase. I mean, you know, mobile devices, whether they're mobile phones or tablets, you know, and even now, you know, software and elements running on desktop PCs provides us the ability to actually, you know, factor location in pretty heavily and pretty strongly into what we're communicating. So the idea of time of day and beyond that time of day and location and the behavior that we can see or learn from in these devices allow us to, you know, potentially, you know, create, you know, and multiple, you know, additional segments, and then potentially when we look at the ability to automate, you know, be able to create, you know, an infinite number of dynamic segments based on, you know, our learning and our ability to adapt dynamically to how people are actually using and interacting with the different touch points and experiences we provide, you know, across these different devices and vehicles. Of course, you know, when we're talking about this idea of managing the customer experience, you know, we really need to reset and address one of the key challenges, which is, you know, this concept is actually not a single one, but it's defined in different ways. So customer experience can be looked at two ways based on whether you're looking at it from a service, you know, provider or a service design perspective or a platform or a technology perspective. And, you know, from a service provider perspective, you know, we're seeing platforms now that focus on this idea of being able to listen to feedback, comments, postings, you know, leverage automated parsing, filtering, and then be able to trigger actions based on that. They can be alerts, they can be messaging, or provide, you know, input to other systems that can actually, you know, determine, you know, sentiment and take action based on that. And we're seeing a flurry of services now that focus on this idea of being able to do real-time or near real-time sentiment analysis across channels and then use that to actually be able to reach out, not just on you know, one platform or another, but be able to actually, you know, reach out across vehicles if it's a consumer we have a relationship with to potentially address any of those concerns. And, you know, the power of this type of filtering and analysis, you know, married with the platform is sort of the other side of the customer experience management, which is the customer experience management from a platform provider perspective. You know, this sense of being able to provide these dynamic, adaptive experiences which leverage all sources of information that we have, behavioral, session data, information about the channels themselves and usage patterns on those channels to provide not just more contextually relevant messaging, but also to understand where, you know, within the spirals of consideration or conversion users are to provide the sense of a continuous experience. We can see in the next slide sort of how, you know, how the concept of customer experience management sort of fits in within all these different elements, you know, of the platform experience. So everything from, you know, on-site search, web content management systems, you know, personalization and marketing automation services and engines, you know, commerce platforms, whatever customer service our customer relationship management tool or mechanism is in place, as well as analytics, testing and optimization, you know, elements exist within the organization. You know, the key is to actually look at the concept of customer experience management as being the hub of these. So, you know, the customer experience manager from a service perspective is just one element in this overall sense of being able to effectively adapt to and tailor your messaging based on the current state of the customer to provide this sense of a continuous experience and a contiguous experience. And we're using those expressions a lot, and we'll define them a bit better, but, you know, both the sense of the customer experience manager from a service perspective and the one from a platform perspective have some things in common. You know, they talk about, you know, being able to do things and integrate dynamically into these vehicles and channels. We look at automation, you know, rules-based automation as being a key. It's not necessarily about doing the same kind of, you know, manual segmenting and targeted messaging we're doing today. And then they're about, you know, the concept of continuity and contiguity. And how to best explain those is the sense of continuous, the sense of these very different, you know, and very, you know, separate vehicles actually feeling like a single whole experience, you know, from start to finish or from, you know, the beginning of a consideration cycle through, you know, the entire relationship. So when we think about, you know, the term contiguous, it's you know, having elements, you know, sit together to provide, you know, what seems like a cohesive whole, even if they're, you know, if there are you know, different pieces of the puzzle, you know, it feel like a single whole. Whereas, you know, of this idea of experience being continuous is, you know, feeling like a single continuous conversation or session, no matter where you are within that pathway or within that, that interaction spiral. You know, the sense of not having users feel like they're dropping backwards or starting over, or that we're not actually learning or adapted to their needs, is becoming more and more critical. With the ability to seamlessly handle things like single sign-ons or single profiles, and the reduction of you know, of having to create those multiple profiles and sign-ons, thanks to, you know, technologies like Facebook's Connect. Users expect to have an advantage, to that approach, and it's not just, you know, the convenience of not necessarily having to remember multiple passwords, but also that that information be leverageable or shared to reduce some of the potential to, you know, to have to ask for information that you should already have, or determine information that that the users already shared previously, and I think that expecting that from, you know, the conversation that the user is actively having with your organization, with your product or brand experiences, is key, that they feel that that they're building, you know, along these consideration cycles. And I think the best sort of illustration for that is the sort of the classic Mobius strip, where, you know, it's continuous, but as it, you know, sort of turns and evolves, you know, the sense of all these individual little parts feel like a single continuous, as well as contiguous entity too. And I think that the Mobius, you know, strip, while, you know, obviously there's a lot of facets there, it's this idea of being able to, you know, create an experience that's not just, you know, continuous, you know, it's it continues in cycles, you know, of consideration, but also feels like, you know, you're essentially all part of, you know, one, you know, contiguous whole. I think is critical. The engagement doesn't stop because the vehicle or channel might change. Yeah. Now, looking back specifically at you know, how key channels today are evolving, and talking more about specific marketing trends, you know, looking at email and you know, the resurgence of email and the increased importance and relevance of email on mobile and on social is changing the way that we think about email. You know, critical to the ability to be able to effectively manage the customer experience and react and adapt, you know, is this idea of, or rather, is the need to be able to provide the most accurate and robust, you know, attribution mechanisms and models possible, and those themselves can be incredibly complex when you're looking at, that's a very broad sort of multi-channel, multi-vehicle world, but obviously being able to, you know, to capture that information and truly understand what actions are leading to conversion and how people actually arrived at an interaction point are critical. And then mobile, I mean, within the context of all of these, mobile is a critical facet and one that's having probably the most disruptive impact in terms of behavior, one that really increases the stakes and importance of things like context and where, you know, simple elements of adaptability or persisting an experience and not asking the users for information you already have, or understanding where they are in their consideration cycle and consideration point and moving them forward, become even more critical, you know, where time and screen real estate and other elements are of the essence. Of course, I mean, the challenge with mobile, really, you know, to start off with, is it's still a moving target. I think it isn't, you know, a channel in the pure sense. I mean, mobile is a platform, you know, with varying user experiences and capabilities from device to device and form factor to form factor, which are still, you know, evolving and changing. I mean, we are sort of seeing the consolidation, sort of two key areas, you know, the mobile smartphone and the tablet. And one thing we learned is, even if they run the same operating system and have the same basic capabilities, the usage and behavior behind those is very different. I mean, mobile devices like smartphones really get used in a mobile context, you know, during the day, as people are active, you know, as they need specific information or applications, or even just to pass the time. You know, where tablet usage is really a question of setting and convenience, you know, with things like, you know, evening, you know, behavior, the use of them as research tools, you know, for consideration, you know, are showing, you know, distinctly different, you know, types of usage scenarios or patterns from the classic mobile device. And, you know, some examples of how mobile is actually changing and disrupting things are, some of the very incredible ways that mobile has disrupted the retail environment specifically. So this idea of a point of sale, a price comparison, the ability to go into a retail store, snap an image or snap a SKU, a barcode, and be able to immediately do a price comparison and actually even potentially purchase online while being in a retail environment is incredibly disruptive. And taking that a step further, both from an online to offline perspective, people actually going online, browsing an item and purchasing it and then picking it up offline, from Apple to Best Buy retailers offering the ability to be able to do that. This idea of extending the current trend towards consumer self-servicing and retail point of sale to people being able to walk into a retail store and literally use their mobile device as their point of sale checkout device, find the item they'd like, scan that, use their method of payment right on their device, and be able to walk away with the simple need to just ask for a bag from the store attendant, shows the kind of power and the kind of disruptive capability that mobile has in both ways, both disrupting traditional online e-commerce distribution models. E-commerce is no longer just about online transactions and commerce. We can actually extend into the offline world, as we're seeing with this online purchase, offline pickup, and also the impact that we're seeing mobile have and continue to have on the actual purchase or transactional process from a currency perspective. So the sense of whether it's virtual currency or e-wallet-based transactions, you're already seeing, even without the prevalence of technologies like NFC, which promises to make contactless mobile interactions and payments even easier, we're already seeing with screen scanning the ability to use mobile devices in a variety of contexts to purchase directly and to act as an e-wallet. And obviously these can be sort of the ability of everything from allowing people to simply have the convenience of not using their traditional methods of payment to actually turning loyalty rewards or points into actual virtual currency to be able to leverage at point of sale. It's an interesting idea of being able to take the incentive programs that are currently used to provide or drive loyalty and retention and actually have those become sort of more real, sort of more tenderable in some cases. Email and social, I think that despite the attempts for social platforms like Facebook to become replacement for traditional email, we're seeing that email and social together are still incredibly important, and together I think amplify each other very effectively. One of the benefits of technologies like Facebook Connect is actually not just to allow you to have a simple sign-in for users, but providing an email address to applications where they can actually further and provide ongoing interaction and contact with users is one of the often tapped features of the Open Graph API and one that continues to show the importance of email. Some minor but notable advances in how email is actually being able to be personalized or customized from just email service platforms becoming more sophisticated in how they can tie into other systems. Two technologies for emerging providers that actually allow the message that's read by the individual on email receipt to actually change based on time of day or other behavior. You're seeing some very sophisticated email advances that leverage the ability to tie into social data, that leverage the ability to tie into CRM data in real time much more effectively. You're also seeing the impact of mobile on email as well, where email is actually quickly becoming a challenger to traditional messaging and getting around some of the constraints of traditional messaging, because email clients on phones make it so easy to be able to both send and receive electronic messaging without the inconveniences of SMS. Some other influential aspects of social as well, just looking at specifically things like social shopping and co-browsing, and the ability to not just be able to online be able to share, you know, purchase interest or preference, but actually, you know, looking at mobile application, social mobile application and integration, interaction, the ability to potentially, you know, use social as a platform for shopping or code browsing in real time, offline, potentially. We've already seen the importance of things like social reviews and opinions and how they're impacting you know, purchasing behavior, and obviously that you know is going to continue to evolve, and the mobile side of that is going to be a big driver to some of that innovation. On SEO and search, I mean, if anything, the evolution of Google's platform and products, the rise of Bing and the shifting players in the search space have actually made, you know, understanding and effectively leveraging organic search even much more critical. And sort of that maintaining the understanding of what is considered current authoritative sources of information, you know, within your keyword universe, you know, becomes even more critical. You know, as other applications, whether it's iPhone, Siri, or others, provide people's gateways to the search experience. You know, traditional search display, you know, advertising is actually at risk of actually being, you know, less effective potentially than the organic search. You know, with a lot of the you know, the tools that actually bypass the traditional, you know, search display process. So definitely interesting to see how SEO is evolving now as Google products and some of their initiatives have an impact on how results are returned and how devices like Apple's iPhone 4S really, you know, depend on search but bypass the traditional search model in a lot of ways entirely. The last key element is attribution. Again, you know, obviously this challenge is growing more and more difficult as, you know, the amount of data that's captured increases and the amount of systems that can interoperate increase. This challenge of, you know, not just being able to understand this, but actually just being able to sort of physically capture and take this data and make it actionable and truly understand, with longer consideration cycles, you know, more interactions and touch points, and more influence on purchase consideration on things like social, the pathway, to conversion has become that much more longer and that much more complex, and that's made the ability to be able to track, you know, that activity and ultimately provide, you know, attribution more critical and understanding all the elements, within that consideration cycle that drive spend, that drive, you know, spending on those vehicles or channels, obviously becoming very, very critical. That is the end of my my presentation.
Great. Lewis, why don't you just give us a little bit of your, why don't you tell the folks your contact information if they want to contact you?
Sure. You can reach me at online, either at email, me at olhernandez.com, active on Twitter, at olhernandez, and on LinkedIn as well, linkedin.com/in/olhernandez.
Great. Thank you so much. Awesome presentation. I really appreciate all your great knowledge. So I'd love to thank so much to Lewis, and on behalf of EMNC, I want to thank you all for attending the first installment of our Digital Marketing Rockstar webinar series. So as I said earlier, go ahead and click on the star icon below to view one or all of the breakout sessions we have today. We've got a lot more presentations for your enjoyment. Have a great day.